Welcome everyone, Sanji Uchiha here, and Boruto Naruto Next Generations episode 154 is finally in the bag. And honestly, even though we continue the transitional episodes, or the canon filler as I'd call it, this episode specifically is one of those that I don't mind watching. Himawari Uzumaki, like, yo, it's, as I said, there always needs to be a middle ground between things the audience wants to see and the studio stalling for time so that the source material can build up. And Himawari Uzumaki, honestly speaking, I feel she's one of the characters that is really well received in the new generation of Naruto characters. So having this episode centered around her, especially when she's a character who hasn't really decided what she wants to do yet in life, and that is really truly echoed in the fact that even in the manga to this day, she hasn't really had much of a presence in terms of where the narrative or where the story goes. This episode really did a pretty good job, I'd say, at, you know, making me invested in seeing where the story would go with her character for this episode. Now, of course, this episode centers around Himawari basically going through the motions and going through a trial or one day experience at the Ninja Academy. Now, I know it's pretty exciting in the sense that I know a lot of persons would want to see Himawari become a full-fledged shinobi, a full-fledged ninja, but yo, especially with her potential, because she has a lot of potential, and that's in display for this episode. She's obviously ahead of the persons that she had on her team for this episode, Eho and Yuina. So yeah, but anyway, let's start. So the episode does start out with Himawari walking through the village, you know, visiting various places such as Ino's flower shop, seeing her do her job. Of course, she sees Tenten at her weapon tool shop, seeing her doing her job, of course. And of course, we're presented after this with a scene of Hanabi talking to Hinata and Boruto about Himawari's future, which is understandable, because if this was in the era like Naruto's generation, like becoming a shinobi at this point, she would have already been in the academy when you really think about it. So coming from that tradition, plus the fact that she is a legitimate child of the Hyuga clan, as they put it, and the daughter of the Hokage, you could expect that expectations are high for her in terms of continuing the family tradition. But what I like about this episode is that, and Boruto puts it well, that Himawari can decide what she wants for herself, and she doesn't really have to follow the pack, which is pretty good. It does send them a very strong message. A lot of times we hear in the real world, sometimes, I guess in some cases, parents would want to force things onto their children in terms of like life or career goals and everything, but it's important to let your children choose for themselves what they want. So I thought that was a pretty strong message. It's subtle, it's not like in your face, but it's good all the same. But yeah, we continue from there as Hanabi showcases to Himawari that they have a one day trial, or, you know, shinobi trial session at the academy, where they go, they basically learn or experience what the academy has to offer, just to kind of help them make up their mind, essentially. And we're treated to Himawari teaming up with these two characters for this episode, Yuina and Eho, who we'll probably never see again, if I'm being honest. But then again, who knows? Who knows what the future holds? But they essentially go on a few trial experiences, a few runs, and experience what the academy has to offer. You know, stuff ranging from like shuriken training, chakra control to walk up objects, and even a trial mission. But it's through all of these missions and, you know, test runs that Eho, who is dead set on becoming a shinobi, gets disappointed with Himawari because she can't really decide on what she wants to do. And it's understandable, it's something we've seen in anime before, in where one character is resolved to do something and he puts down another character for not having the same resolve. So it kind of feels like character B is making fun, or just doing stuff for fun, where character A has basically would throw his life away for it. So something we've seen before. Of course, that is the point, that's the conflict that they set up for this episode. And it gets kind of physical for a little bit, where Eho basically roughs up Himawari for not wanting, basically he doesn't want to go on a mission with someone who hasn't been resolved to become a shinobi. So we have Iruka in the episode giving, you know, Himawari a pep talk, and it's good. it kind of makes me regret Kishimoto not using Iruka much more in Naruto, honestly, considering he's such an important character for Naruto's development. And then, like, in retrospect, it's like Iruka's just pushed to the wayside after those first few moments in the original series, and it's really disappointing. But I'm glad to see that he continues to be like a beacon of, you know, direction, beacon of hope in terms of, you know, motivating and helping the Uzumaki family. So the trend continues through to the next generation, and that was good. I like that. But of course, we have Himawari eventually saving her teammates, using her Byakugan, and, you know, this episode really helps to showcase. Well, she's probably what, 10, 11 at this point, so it kind of showcases that, more on her character, that she's very happy-go-lucky. I like the vibe around Himawari, like, it's just so positive. But I guess with the naive mood or tone around her character, it kind of helps to sell it, so there's that. But at the same time, we see that she's very forgiving, so that's something that we learn about her character. She doesn't really burst out in anger like that, except for those times where she was hunting Boruto, so there's that. Yeah, so she eventually gets out of the well, and with the help of her teammates, she helps them out in the mission to capture the cat. And eventually, at the end of it, she goes home. She decides that, yo, not necessarily gonna become a shinobi, but I want to try out a lot of other things to decide where I want to go in life. So that's the episode in a nutshell. And as I said, it's a very strong message about, you know, children of the next generation deciding for themselves what they want, you know, seeking their own happiness and not let it be forced on you. I think that's really the theme of the episode, and I liked it, honestly. As I said, Himawari, definitely one of the more well-received characters for the next generation. So having an episode focused on her, especially since she doesn't have much screen time in the grand scheme of things, where the anime and, well, where the manga is concerned specifically, I thought this episode did a good job of the whole balancing act, as I mentioned earlier in the video, where this is an episode I'd want to see. It's really chill, does great as a transitional episode, and it does help the studio at the same time stall for time for the manga to build up, or at least before getting into the whole Kara side of things. So yeah, there's that. Honestly, I love it. And of course, it does play up on the fact that we're in a time of peace. Basically, it plays on the fact that the peace afforded by the last generation puts away or allows the next generation to go along different paths. They don't have to always, you know, become shinobi, let's, you know, be in wartime and all that. It kind of really signals back or emphasizes that, yo, Naruto and company really did something by winning the fourth great shinobi war, and the uniting of the five great nations really has impacted the lifestyle of the next generation. So that's what I really liked about the episode. I know persons want to get into the tension and all of that, and the conflict and the grand battles and everything, but I'm of the opinion, and I even share this opinion where the Dragon Ball franchise is concerned, you don't necessarily have to have like a big bad villain to have tension and stakes and conflict, even if the show is in peacetime. So there's that. But at the same time, I do understand the complaints. You know, there needs to be a balance. The entire show doesn't need to be dragging out the piece. Just enough episodes need to be shown of the piece that Naruto and company work for. But yeah, you get the idea. But anyway, let me know what you thought about episode 154. I definitely liked it. And especially with this whole virus situation, then I'm kind of expecting the Boruto anime to eventually, you know, drop off or start doing reruns. Who knows? But we'll see. But anyway, it's Andrew Uchiha here. Be sure to leave a like. Let me know what you thought about this review and the episode. Leave a comment. Subscribe, of course, naturally, for most things Boruto. Not all things Boruto, but most things Boruto. And of course, if you haven't checked out my previous videos, Tower of God, Boruto Manga Chapter 45, they'll be here. Check them out if you want. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Happy Sunday.